And now, ladies and gentlemen, on his last day as producer of the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ripping, my boy, ripping. Larry Grover is chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, although there has been, over the last 24 hours, a shakeup in that organization. And there was, I understand, Larry, there was a major meeting that you guys had last night.
There was a major meeting that we had last night, but it's not over, Phil. I have not yet been officially removed as chairman of Conservatives of Kern County.
Where are you right now?
I'm over at the Copy Center right now, printing up. You hold on for a minute. I'm printing up some copies of this broadside that I have that articulates my position, which is essentially, Phil, that I believe.
Let's go slowly into this now, because this is an extremely controversial position that you're taking on the Taliban. Are you saying that these guys, the Taliban in Afghanistan, has good ideas?
Hold up. Because I want to be able to say this my way. I don't want any misunderstanding. I'm not saying the Taliban is the enemy of America, and what they did to our people, sponsoring terrorism, the subjugation of women and children, the barbaric manipulation of the people and the country, turning the country over to Al-Qaeda, I think the brutality and horror of the Taliban is on a scale that has been unseen since the Nazi Party. And I'm talking about the Nazi regime of Germany. They are a vicious and horrific gang of scum. However, having said that, I think there's a couple of things, and I want to approach this gently, that they do that I admire.
Okay, now, Larry.
Hear me out, okay?
But, Larry.
Hear me out. Just listen to me, okay? Just listen to me. Just give me the opportunity to say this.
Things the Taliban does that you admire?
Just hear me out. Hear me out. I do not approve of the burqa. I do not approve of the violence, not being able to, against the women, not allowing them to show. Let me tell you something, Phil, if I could be allowed just a little bit of humor. I'm a big guy. I love a woman's breasts, and I love to see a woman's legs. So the burqa, that's out in my book. That's 100%. But the fact that they can't go out by themselves, all of that is wrong. But I got to tell you something.
Is this what you're printing up?
Hold on. Let me just say what I got to say. I find myself sort of giving grudging admiration to this idea that maybe we ought to stand back and take another look at this idea of education for women.
Okay, so this is what you admire.
Whoa. Hear me out. What's the one thing, Phil, that came of women having access to education? The one glaring thing that has... I don't think there's a man out there that would disagree that has made it uncomfortable for men and women to coexist. Okay, let's go. What is it, Phil?
Look, Larry, I don't...
Don't get politically correct because you want to, you know, get in good with your wife and you want to get laid tonight or whatever.
This has got nothing to do with me wanting to get laid, okay?
Well, then don't be politically correct. What's the one thing that has come out of women having education that has absolutely... destroyed relations between men and women?
I don't know, man. Educating women, I don't see anything bad.
Well, please, don't be politically correct. Please. Please.
I'm not being politically correct. What are you saying, the one thing that has come out of women being educated?
Yes. What's the one thing that has absolutely just made it so difficult for men to walk into a house at night, sit down, and relax? What is it?
I honestly don't know.
The one thing that's happened since women got educated is they can't shut up. They never shut up.
Larry, this is...
Phil, since women got educated, we're talking the broad education of women 80 years ago, the noise level has gone up. When I look at the Taliban and what they've done, I disagree with everything. But they've got...
Even for you to come on my show,
yes,
and say that there is something about the Taliban that you admire, you are cutting your throat politically. You can print off, I can hear you printing off thousands of these broadsides articulating your position, okay?
That hole beneath their nose is just an ever-flowing tube. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying that they don't say an intelligent thing, but from the minute you get home, I live with my mother. God bless her. I love and honor my mother, but it's blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. Just a talking and talking. remember when I was a young man, and as long as we're talking about the good old days, you know, your friend's mother would greet you at the door with a big wet kiss. Maybe you could smell vodka on her breath. I don't know if you... But it was comforting. It was a comforting smell of vodka on her breath.
What are you talking about, Matt?
Well, she was making sure that we were happy. Women get one little piece of trivia in their head, one little bit of a scrap of information they picked up from Oprah or from the James Jones show or Jenny Lake or whoever, and it's all of a sudden, oh, well, I got a Ph.D. Because on Oprah today, they said that a guy, he's got his head up. To me, Phil, I can see...
Hold on, Larry, because you're saying some stuff here, man, okay? You're saying...
I understand that.
You're saying some stuff. You're talking about the Taliban ought to be admired for the fact that they've shut women up.
It's tough, but you know what, Phil? This country would be nothing unless a man spoke his mind.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800... Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. You can hear him printing up. How many broadsides are you printing up there?
This articulates my position.
How many are you printing up?
I don't know. Probably a few hundred. But I want to get the word out to all of the conservative Republicans.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I want you to hear something. Just for a minute, okay? I'm going to turn the machine off.
What?
Just hold on. Did you hear that?
What?
That silence. Did you hear that blessed and gorgeous silence?
Okay, come on, Larry. I mean, women have for hundreds of years...
But I understand. I know what you're going to say. You're going to get politically correct on me and say, well, the women... But did you hear how beautiful that was? Oh, God. Do you know that my eyes are welling up with tears just hearing the silence? And
maybe your mother talks too much. And what about your ex-wife?
Well, let me... My ex-wife had no education. My ex-wife barely got out of high school. She went to some cosmetology school. She barely got out of high school, and as a result, we had a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, and you admittedly destroyed your marriage because you were too intent on getting Clinton out of office. You guys stopped having sex.
It was a big mistake. You know, the thing about the burqa, Phil, hold on for a minute.
Wait, if you're printing, man, you can't be on the air.
Hold on. The thing about the burqa, I don't like the burqa. I think it's wrong for a woman to be covered up. But one thing that it does do, it mutes that hole under their nose. Now, I will tell you, first of all, I don't mind women talking, but right now I'm not doing too good in my life. And here's what happened to me. Last night I was over at the Peppermill Steakhouse having a drink after I got off to work. And I heard this woman sit next to me, and she was dressed in a business suit. And I said to myself, here we go. Here we go. I'm sitting down. I'm having a drink. Here we go. She was with two other women. Blah, 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 blah. It started in...
Larry, people can talk when they drink.
No, but it started in about her law practice and about her ex-husband and about, they were in Paris and they did all this and about her and her uterus. If it wasn't about her law practice, it was her uterus. And if it wasn't her uterus, and if, Phil, I'm telling you this, and I'm not proud of this, but I'm telling you this, I squeezed the beer glass in front of me so tight it shattered in my hand, sending a shard through a tendon.
And okay. Larry, are you all right?
I'm fine. You talk about your vagina monologues, because I know what you know, that's play that's... this was just... And these are the things...
All right, hold the line, because we're going to take some phone calls, and you know what? You're going to have to suck it up. Some of them are going to be from women.
What I'm talking about. You give them education.
No, just hold the line here because some of them are going to be from women. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County talking about how maybe the Taliban has one good idea. They don't allow women to be educated and that shuts them up. This is wrong, Larry, don't you?
Well, you're putting it the wrong way.
No, you're the guy that put it that way. I'm repeating what you said. Chrissy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Mr. Grover, you said that women should not be educated. And that's our downfall. I'm extremely proud to be a college-educated woman. And I think every man is a good woman. If you want to put men first, it should be a 50-50 split. And how dare you say that you respect your mother?
I do respect my mother. She just can't seem to shut up. That's all.
What, you
saying.
Respect her when she has vodka on her breath? What kind of standards do you set?
No, I'm saying that it was a comforting time. When I grew up, Chrissy, and I don't know how old you are, but when I grew up, there was a time when a young man could visit his friend's house, His mother would treat them. She would have something to eat. Maybe she had vodka on her breath, but it was a comforting smell, the smell of a woman who had been
sitting all afternoon.
Do you think that we should have slaves, too, if you want to put women back in the kitchen with barefoot and pregnant?
No, of course I don't want to enslave women. I just think that there's probably something to be said for the blessed silence that comes. Look, there's nothing that shrivels the nads of a man more than having to listen to a woman who thinks she's got something to say.
Think that maybe you're the one that needs to be quiet? You're the one that needs
ma'am,
to be...
I can tell you that I have worked on behalf of the Republican Party for the last 8 years trying to remove from office some of the least temperate and least moral men in the history of this country. And for that, you're telling me I ought to shut up?
Well, you're telling women that are we to be drunk and in the kitchen?
I didn't say...
You did, and you're talking about a woman who has vodka on her breath, probably sitting around all afternoon, drowning her sorrows. This is in a day when women didn't have an education, okay?
What do you mean, drowning her sorrows?
Comforting smell to smell vodka on your best friend's mother's breath.
Maybe instead of smelling the vodka on your best friend's mother's breath, maybe you should have been comforting her with a nice word instead of putting women down, saying that that's where we should be, because it's comforting.
Let me tell you what my friend, I'll never forget, his name was Donnie Mann, and his mother felt so comfortable with us around. I was on the phone one afternoon up in the master bedroom at their house, and she walked out of the shower wearing a bra and panties, and she didn't at all. She wasn't embarrassed. She wasn't...
Entirely inappropriate.
I beg your pardon?
That's entirely inappropriate. Your best friend's mother walked in front of you in bra and panties after drinking the afternoon away with vodka.
Well, it didn't bother me.
No, it didn't bother you.
So what, you're basing your opinion on every woman off of this one drunken lady? You think there's not, like, one drunken man out there that women can base their opinion off of?
That was one of the sweetest moments of my youth.
Sitting there and...
You know what, that's kind of disgusting.
Well, man, Chrissy, let me... You know, it's all that I can do to listen to you. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, what, because you think I'm, got vodka on my breath? Well, I guarantee you something.
No, it just doesn't stop with you, does it?
It ain't stopped with you.
No, it doesn't stop with me, because you've hit a very hard point with me, because I strive every day to get... I'm a teacher, and I strive every day to get kids to listen to...
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
It's painful. It's just better than I listen to every day.
Listen to her and shut up.
Listen to him and shut up.
No, I'm telling him to listen to you and shut up.
Could you not? Was that your favorite thing? Did you not get past kindergarten? I don't even let my kindergartners tell me to shut up.
Women can move their hips as long as they shut their lips, okay? That's the philosophy that...
Yeah, you just listen to what the woman's saying, okay? All right?
I'm telling you that you do not have the mentality of my kindergartner. If you're going to sit around and tell grown adults they need to shut up, I don't even... My kindergartner has better manners than you do. Listening to me, or do you just not respect any of women's opinions?
Chrissy, this is Phil Hendry. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Chrissy, this is Phil Hendry. So in other words, you're patronizing her.
I'm interested in what the woman has to say.
You know, I remember Don Mann's mother. She used to give me a little peck on the cheek when I came over. And yeah, sometimes she'd use her tongue and sort of rake it across my cheek.
This is a drunken woman being inappropriate with a teenage boy. Don't you understand?
I mean...
Oh, here we go. She's talking again.
I just don't understand how you can base your opinion off this one woman who obviously did have a problem. But that does not mean that every woman has a problem.
Chrissy, I'm going to let you go. I got to take a break.
Thank God.
And I would ask you, Larry, to have some common decency and respect.
Exactly.
So what am I supposed to do if there's blood coming out of my ears?
Put a napkin on it.
What did she say?
Put a napkin on it. And turn that printing machine off. Guy is printing off 100 broadsides. His position in the conservatives of Kern County, he decries the Taliban. He thinks they're horrible, but they got one good idea. They don't believe in educating women because ever since American women got educated, they haven't shut up, according to Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County, and we'll get right to it here with a couple of calls. Larry believes, at least, that the Taliban had one good idea. And you're still printing off those sheets, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I have a number at...
How many are you printing off?
I'd like to print off about 1,000 to articulate my position.
Yeah, your position that the Taliban has one good idea. Women shouldn't be educated because ever since American women got educated...
Look, Phil, behind every man, they say behind every man is a great woman. Behind every man in America may be a great woman, but it's a woman who is great and loud. And you know the old saying, behind every man is a good woman? Behind every man is a loud, blah, la, 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 la. Oh, God. You know, here's the thing.
And I'd appreciate it if you would quit making those grunting sounds behind the women that are calling.
It's painful for me to listen to.
Listen to a talking woman.
Yes, it is. And I've got the guts. Let me tell you something. The Taliban, in many ways, have philosophies and positions that are not unlike the Republican Party. Strong religious connection to government. Keeping the traditional family vampire.
Boy, you are going to get yourself in trouble with your party, man.
I know what the Republican Party's about, sir, not you.
Let me go over to Angie. Angie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Huh?
Angie, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I want to know who put that maniac and what gave him right to put down women to the extent that he has. He should learn.
Listen, you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about right here. Ever since we've given women an education, they can't shut up.
You're shut.
That is unbelievable. He doesn't even know what the woman means.
Have you been to school?
Respect is.
Have you been to school, ma'am?
I've been in the school. I've been in the college. I've got a great education.
What college?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a degree in college? Or?
I've got a business degree, yes.
Oh, God.
But let me tell you.
God.
Do you even know what the respect is, or what kind of a family are you coming
Angie, I want you to hold on.
Angie, woman down to Angie, the extent that you do.
Angie, this is Phil Hendry. Hold on for a minute.
Hi, Phil.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Larry, if you can't shut up, you're going to have to gag yourself.
You want me to?
I want you to shut up and let these women talk. And if that means having to put up...
All right, hold on for a minute. I got a ball gag that I carry.
You got a ball gag you carry. Why?
I don't think that's any of your business. Okay.
You have gagged yourself. Go ahead, Angie.
I have been born and raised in Russia, and they do have this old-fashioned, stupid common used to think that the woman should be in the kitchen cleaning the house and wash their clothes, and they will go around having girlfriends all over, and the woman has no right to say so. And what has his mother had from her husband? For them to grow up and raise a child, or I don't know what to call this emptiness that he is, to put all the women in the world down.
All right, now
is
the lady...
for him to yuck worse than a dog that he's barking?
Right,
out
Angie.
There?
Okay, Larry, do you want to comment?
Yeah, I do.
What? Get the gag out of your mouth.
You're really a person that people should feel sorry for you.
You know, hold on. I gotta rinse this ball gag off because I need it for later on.
A guy that walks around with a ball gag, man, that's real strange.
You know what? A lot of women sound like a Chevrolet with a bad starter. You know how that sounds, Angie?
I feel sorry for men like that.
Well, I can tell you that...
Okay, Larry, put the ball gag back in.
I can't even put him in a human society because it doesn't belong to the humanity.
Oh, what?
He should get out there, get out of the America, get out, go see the world, not just the people's talk.
Well, I like to travel.
Listening.
You what?
I really feel sorry for you.
You like to travel?
Yeah.
Get the thing out.
I've been quite a bit, actually.
You're right, Angie.
From Russia to Europe
that's
and to
great.
The United States.
That's
and what makes United
right.
States is the strong woman that have gone out there, done businesses.
He's right, she won't shut up.
The judges of the Supreme Court.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's a quarter every time the copy machine jams.
Larry, hold on for a minute, okay?
Hold on. Every time this piece of crap jams, it's a quarter. I'm having to put quarters in individually.
Larry, we're on the air.
I'm sorry, Phil. The copy machine jammed. I'm running off broadsides.
Now, a broadside is a position statement that you have for the conservatives of Kern County that while you deplore the Taliban, you think one of their ideas, not educating women, is a good idea.
Yeah, and it's politically incorrect. But let me tell you something right now. Larry Grover has never tried to be politically correct. I got 100 quarters here. Am I supposed to put them in individually?
Go. Deal with that later, okay?
Huh?
Deal with that later. We're on the air, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. Yes, I do believe that the Taliban, who I think are the worst scum to walk the face of the earth since the Nazi Party of the 1930s and 40s, you got to admire them. They've been able to shut their women up. Oh, boy. And
maybe it's because you live with a mother that talks too much.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare me? You're the guy that brought up your mother. Susie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Larry?
Hello?
You are a sex cookie. And let me tell you something.
The little hole
beneath your nasal needs to get used for something else.
You also need
to get laid, sir.
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You need to get laid. Every time you get off our women speaking, every time they speak, you make these horny little noises.
No,
you are a sex unit.
Let me tell you something. It's not horny. I have got pain every time I hear a woman talk.
Yeah, but you know what? Because you need to go to the counseling and get over the woman who's an alcoholic who licked your face. You're an idiot.
What about that, man? You had a trauma as a kid. A woman, a drunken mother of a friend of yours, walks in a bra and panties and licks your face with alcohol in her breath.
One of the greatest moments of my youth, and I need to go to a head shrinker?
And you still use it today to abandon women. You think women are sick because of the one drunk bra.
I don't think it's sick. I think you talk too much. And I will.
I'm going to have to ask you to put that.
Have you listened to your lips lately, Larry? They haven't shut up since the show started.
Because I'm a man who has been at the forefront of morality in America. Trauma?
You're not a man.
You're not a man. You call that trauma? That's the one good masturbation fantasy that.
Okay, I don't need to hear any of that, all right?
I'm sorry.
You're moral?
Yes, sir.
Then you don't talk about that on my show.
Amen.
Listen, oh, God. Amen. Go ahead, Susie. Go ahead. Lay the torture on. Keep talking to the blood. Here she goes.
The bottom line is,
oh,
you need to go get counseling over your woman. And your mother? Why bring your mother into it? Make those noises for me. Get up on it, sir.
Because it hurts.
What is so painful about listening to a woman?
Okay, I bet you one thing. Hey, Susie, I'm going to ask you a question. I already know the answer to this. Do you have a college education?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's what I do. The mouth doesn't quit.
You know, what's the story with you, man? You know the women that have spoken on behalf of greatness in this world?
Here's Mr. Hendry being politically correct and so liberal.
How much money do you make a year?
I had a tough year.
That's right, because you talk too much. Maybe you ought to get behind a computer or get with people and start working for a living.
How much do you make, Larry?
I'm the night manager at the print shop.
How much did you make last year, Larry?
Why is it any of your business?
Because
you're the night manager at a print shop and you have to keep putting 25 cents in every minute. Aren't you brilliant? Oh, he's not talking. Woo!
Yeah. Can you believe it? What?
Yeah, well, why don't you gag the other area instead of your mouth?
I put the ball gag in because I was going to say something that I would regret.
Well, put it back in.
All right.
You know, you need to grow up. Women are smart.
You know, I can't stand anymore. You know that song by James Brown, This is a Man's World? Man made the car that took us over the road. Man made the toy for the little baby girl and boy. This is a man's world.
Yeah, but the rest of it is, it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
God damn you for bringing that up.
How dare you use that language on my... Put the ball gag back in.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain, because he was a good man, sir.
Who was?
The Lord.
He's a man,
and he's a good man.
Yeah,
and he made Eve. How about that? What a brilliant man he was.
Phil?
Yes, is this Mrs. Grover?
Yes, I drove Larry to the print shop.
Good. Mom, don't even get up.
Your mother drove you to the print shop?
Yeah.
Has your son always been this mentally deranged against women, ma'am?
Larry's father left when he was very young.
So he needs to go for counseling.
I have asked him to do... First of all, we didn't circumcise Larry. Larry was called Missile Dick.
Oh, ma'am, okay. Please.
Let's not talk about body parts. Let's talk about his mental health. He's a sick person.
I'll tell you something. At least Jesus had it good. He could miracle a woman to shut up, and that's about what it takes. And it...
Larry is very sick.
Okay, I don't know what to do anymore. The two of them are arguing in a print shop. You're the manager of a print shop, and you're pumping quarters into that machine.
No, what he needs to do is
I bet
get
if I needed for you to shut up, Susie, I'd have to miracle your ass. What?
Larry is very ill, Phil. And
well, he's ill because he's, you know, I mean, his wife left him. He's got this fixation on Clinton. Doesn't he know the world has moved on?
What's your name, Susie?
Yep.
You got a college education, don't you?
Poke, I didn't.
See, I told you she won't shut up. You owe me $5. Both rounds. You owe me $5.
All right, Susie, thank you for your call. What's going on there?
I drove Larry. Put your ball game.
You got it, Bob?
Hold on. Can we get some control over this guy? He's going nuts here. 1-800-449. Larry? If you don't put that ball gag back in...
I'm sorry.
Let me go over to Amanda. Amanda, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Amanda.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You know what I want to... I'm just going to say that there is a reason that women have to go out and get educated.
What?
It's because of men like him.
What is that?
Because...
What? She's not talking to you, Larry. She's talking to...
Because men like him, he's too much of an idiot to go out and do it. So I could stay home.
I'm a night manager.
And
I'm
be
the night
supported. I have to go out to work because you're an idiot.
I'm the night manager of one of the prime print shops in Culver City, California.
Larry, 5 years ago, you owned your own insurance agency. But because you got nuts, you're sleeping on a cot in your mother's house, aren't you?
Oh, first of all, I go here.
And
oh,
I see.
What? There's something else I want to tell you, Larry. Everybody goes through problems.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Has traumas.
Yeah,
you know what? Grow up.
Get
over it and move on. You're a jerk.
Are you a jerk?
Larry, you're standing at a print shop at 20 minutes to 5 in the evening with a ball gag in your mouth, okay?
And my mother's there, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and your mother's there, too. I won't forget that. Amanda, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Larry, I can only say... Are you going to be done printing that stuff?
And if you want coffee, got any quarters?
What?
Have you got any quarters?
Take the ball gag out so I can hear you.
I said, do you have any quarters?